Happy Thursday, and welcome to another episode of Speedrun, the show where we bring you the video game news of the day in 10 minutes or less. Today's August 12th, 2021. I'm your host, Stephen Weber, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about the highlights from Nintendo's indie showcase yesterday, the remaster of Life is Strange getting a delay, three senior Blizzard devs exiting the company, and a new studio forming in the ashes of Google Stadia. So let's get right into it. Our first news story of the day is a roundup of some of the highlights from Nintendo's indie showcase yesterday. This comes from Ana Diaz at Polygon. The Nintendo Switch's indie catalog continues to grow in power. At its Indie World Showcase presentation on Wednesday, Nintendo announced fan favorites like Loop Hero and Tetris Effect will be making their way to the portable console in the future. However, you won't have to wait for everything. As has been the case with previous indie showcases, you will be able to download a handful of games from the Nintendo eShop starting today. There are seven games in total coming, like the adorable RPG Garden Story and a port of the first-person farming game Slime Rancher. Read on to see the full list of the seven games launching today, and here they are. Axiom Verge 2 is a Metroidvania and sequel prequel to Axiom Verge. Polygon named the original Axiom Verge as the best indie Metroidvania on the Switch. The sequel continues in the tradition of the first and adheres to the classic pixelated graphics that early Metroid games on the NES were known for. Then you got Boyfriend Dungeon. In Boyfriend Dungeon from Kit Fox Games, you'll fight with your weapons and then date them. That's right, as you make your way through the dungeon crawler, your weapons will transform into beautiful baddies that you can woo. It's a playful fusion of two genres, dating sims and dungeon crawlers. Necrobarista Final Pour. Pour coffees for the dead in Necrobarista Final Pour from Route 59 and Coconut Island Games. This anime-style visual novel will come to the Switch with new features, additional story content, and remastered visuals. After that, Islanders Console Edition. Grizzly Games and Coat Sinks Islanders is a peaceful strategy game where you develop that land by putting miniature buildings on it. It's a relatively straightforward concept where you place items from an inventory to rack up points, but has relaxing vibes. Then we got Garden Story. If you caught the Wholesome Game Showcase, Picogram and Rose City Games' Garden Story might look familiar. This top-down RPG allows you to play as a cute little grape on a quest to restore its community. Following that up, we got Slime Rancher Portable Edition, which we touched on earlier. First-person slime farming game Slime Rancher is coming to Nintendo Switch. Monomi Park's game got an official release in 2017, so it's nice to see the franchise finally coming to Nintendo Switch. Also, a Switch release is a perfect excuse to pick up the series in anticipation of the upcoming release of its sequel, Slime Rancher 2. And finally, Curious Expedition 2 is a narrative roguelike set in a fictionalized version of the late 19th century. The developers released a content update in May that expanded on the original version of the game for free, which will be part of the Nintendo Switch version as well. These weren't the only games that were talked about in the indie showcase. There was a lot of really fantastic looking indies. Switch is just honestly the best place to play a lot of these really unique games other than PC. So definitely go check it out if you're a fan of indie games and just unique concepts. A lot of stuff to love in there, and especially these games that are out already, a lot of gems in there as well. Our second news story today is that Life is Strange Remastered Collection has been delayed. This comes from Jody McGregor at PC Gamer. The original Life is Strange and its prequel Before the Storm are getting a subtle but still kind of nice makeover in the form of Life is Strange Remastered Collection, which was scheduled to come out on September 30th. That's now been pushed back to early next year, an update from the team has explained. Quote, due to the ongoing challenges of the worldwide pandemic, they wrote, we want to alleviate any additional pressure on the Life is Strange team by giving more time between the release of Life is Strange True Colors and Life is Strange Remastered Collection. Fair enough. The next in the series, Life is Strange True Colors, a game in which emotional teen melodrama is your superpower, remains on track for a September 10th release. The update also announced that the DLC for True Colors, Life is Strange Wavelengths, in which you play as Steph, the high school dungeon master from Before the Storm, as she becomes a radio DJ who gives D20-powered advice to listeners, will come out on September 30th. That was a loaded sentence. That'll be a bonus episode packed with the Ultimate and Deluxe editions of True Colors. An unfortunate delay for the remaster, but you're still getting a brand new Life is Strange experience on September 10th on time, as well as that additional pack. So if you're a fan of the franchise, you got a little bit to chew on before that remastered collection. Our third news story of the day is that three senior Blizzard employees have exited the company. This comes from Kat Bailey at IGN. Three senior Blizzard employees are no longer with the company, according to a new report by Kotaku. Diablo 4 director Luis Barriga, lead-level designer Jesse McCree, and World of Warcraft designer Jonathan LeCraft have reportedly been let go amid the ongoing allegations of harassment and abusive culture within Blizzard. Their names are no longer in the company directory, and a source within Blizzard confirmed to IGN that they have also been removed from the company Slack channel. While the development teams were reportedly informed of their departure, there has been no internal communication on the matter within Activision Blizzard, IGN sources say. Both McCree and LeCraft were tied to the recent Cosby Suite report, which revealed that Blizzard developers would gather within a hotel suite to drink and make sexual remarks about women. It has been tied to the reported frat culture that led to California suing Activision Blizzard last month. Barriga had been with Blizzard since 2006 and worked on Diablo III: Reaper of Souls and World of Warcraft Legion. Lead content designer Corey Stockton was also among those in the Cosby Suite photo, but is reportedly still with the company. As the story has continued, we have compiled a timeline to continue tracking events. We also wrote an in-depth report based on conversations with several sources within Activision Blizzard. Both of those will be linked in the podcast description. We reached out to Activision Blizzard for confirmation of the departure of Bariga McCree and LaCraft, but have not yet heard back. And in an update, an Activision Blizzard spokesperson confirmed that Luis Bariga, Jesse McCree, and Jonathan LaCraft are no longer with the company. Quote, "We have a deep, talented roster of developers already in place, and new leaders have been assigned where appropriate. We are confident in our ability to continue progress, deliver amazing experiences to our players, and move forward to ensure a safe, productive work environment for all," the Activision Blizzard spokesperson told IGN in a statement. So this is certainly progress. There's been a lot of conversation about these three people in particular as it relates to that Cosby Suite allegation. If you haven't read up on that, I'll have that linked in the podcast description as well. Just really horrific stuff that was happening in Blizzard. We've been hearing about it over the last month since the lawsuit came out. And this seems like a step in the right direction to start to get rid of some of those people and hopefully fix that culture. I think there's still a long, long way to go for Activision Blizzard to be able to fix the internal issues that they have. It seems like pretty systematic issues, but this is certainly a start in getting rid of some of the known abusers at the company. And our fourth and final news story today is that one of Google Stadia's first-party studios has been basically resurrected. This comes from Wesley Yinpool at Eurogamer. More Journey to the Savage Planet is in the offing, with its original developer Typhoon Studios reforming as Raccoon Logic. Typhoon closed its doors earlier this year when Google shut down its internal Stadia studios just 14 months after the streaming tech giant's high-profile launch. Raccoon Logic is the new Montreal-based studio that is essentially the Google-acquired Typhoon Studios reborn. It has secured a large initial investment from Chinese megacorp Tencent and regained the intellectual property rights for Journey to the Savage Planet. This means the team can, quote, "hit the ground running on new adventures in the action-adventure space," a note to press read. The co-founders of Raccoon Logic are Alex Hutchinson, Reed Schneider, Yannick Samard, Eric Bildeau, and Marc-Antoine Lussier, all of whom worked at Typhoon. Quote, "We're excited to be back in the indie space, making the games we truly believe in with an amazing new team," Hutchinson said. "The early investment from Tencent is a huge boost, meaning we can do significant work on our own before we start talking to publishers. We love systemic games, games with a sense of humor and a big heart, and games with strong flavors that get reactions from players. We're going to keep pushing on those ideas, and we'll have something new to show soon." Studio head Schneider said Raccoon plans to build upon the Journey to the Savage Planet franchise in the future. That sounds very much like a sequel is in development. Journey to the Savage Planet came out on PC, PS4, and Xbox One in January 2020, published by 505 Games, just a month after Google bought Typhoon. The idea then was future games from Typhoon would be Stadia exclusive. Journey to the Savage Planet eventually launched on Stadia in February this year, the same month Google canned its internal development effort. So good for them. They're spinning up the studio, which is basically just a straight resurrection of the exact same team, it sounds like, with a few new hires. And they're working on Journey to the Savage Planet. So it's like they just skipped 2020 entirely from the development standpoint. And now they're back at it with investment from Tencent and totally separate from Google. So those are all the major news stories around video games for the morning of August 12th, 2021. If you like the show, please shoot us a review on your preferred podcasting platform and follow us on Twitter at GlitchPoint or me personally at NerdGuySteve. This has been Speedrun, a Glitchpoint podcast. I'm Steven Weber. Stay safe, and hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.